There is a saying in PEI, if you aren't a McDonald or descended from one, you have one for a cousin. At last count, friends of mine and myself have found at least 52 branches of the clan, descendants all of King Somerled. The name can cause some problems. A favorite story of mine occurred in the late 19th century on the north side of PEI, within St. Mary's Parish in Surrey. Surrey at that time had a priest who was loved. His name was Donald Francis MacDonald. He arrived in Surrey in 1864 and served the parish until his death in 1902. He was responsible for the development of a convent school, which was completed in 1881, and he lived long enough to see the construction of the magnificent stone William Critchlow Harris designed church that still stands today overlooking the town. He was a kindly gentleman who especially loved the children of the parish and found the christenings to be the most satisfying of all the sacraments that he performed. North and slightly east of Surrey, there were three MacDonald farms in a row on the east side of the road. The middle farm was occupied by the son of the farmer who occupied the farm on the south side, and the daughter of the farmer who worked the land to the north. The two MacDonald fathers, who were about eighth cousins, and therefore not closely related, had carved their property to create a home for their respective children. It was a happy marriage, and late one winter's night, in the midst of a driving blizzard, a little baby boy was born. This was the couple's fifth child, their third son. Dr. Gus Honnold of Surrey was there for the successful delivery, but there were concerns. The little fellow did not appear to be that strong. There was a strong belief in the church at that time that if a child died and was not baptized, it would not be able to enter the kingdom of God. The mother was worried, for she knew that the old priest, Father Donald, was getting on in years and could not make it out to their farm in this type of weather to do his duties. The baby would have to go to Surrey. There was no way out of it. Godparents would not be a problem. Her sister and his brother could handle this. They were handy and would probably be chosen anyway. The mother thought carefully and chose a name that would reflect both MacDonald's ancestry on both sides of the house, as well as name him for the doctor that delivered him. When the godparents arrived a couple of days later, the sun was finally out and the weather was beautiful. The snow sparkled on the trees. She fed the baby and wrapped him carefully in the warmest wool blankets that she could find. The godfather made sure the little fellow was shielded with the buffalo robe that he had brought back with him from the west. The godparents headed off to Surrey by horse and sleigh. The snow was so deep that they were still digging the tracks out, down in Grant's Crossing. This was going to be a fun outing. The godparents had been meeting and were very quietly courting on the back of the mutual properties for several weeks now, and it was a pleasure to be able to be together in broad daylight. The trip was slow to Surrey, for there were all manner of places to pull off to do whatever young couples did alone, together, in that era. Finally, they got to Surrey. What should have been a 20-minute trip took considerably longer, but who looks at a watch when you are in love? They drove up to the parochial house, and Father Donald told them to go down to the church, and he would meet them there. He finally appeared and conducted the ceremony with his usual grace and sense of fun. When the time came to name the child, he looked to the godparents and there was stunned silence. They forgot the name. Too many other things to think about on the way to Surrey. Finally, an inspiration. "It's okay, Father. Just name him after yourself." Therefore, little boy MacDonald was christened Donald Francis MacDonald, as several other little boys in the past had been done. This was one benefit of being a much-beloved priest. A trip back home was a little quicker. Baby Donald Francis was awake, hungry, and definitely needing a change. Mother was beside herself when they got home. She imagined all sorts of disasters happening to her little boy, even to that the baby had died on the way to Surrey, and they stayed there to bury his remains in the cemetery. Father of the newly baptized son demanded to know why a trip that should have taken about an hour and a half took well over 4 hours. Godfather and godmother, not quite ready to reveal their little secret, mumbled and somehow got out of answering that question. Finally, after a cup of good north side tea, the godfather got up to go across the fields to go home to do the milking. He went into the bedroom to say so long, and the mother asked what Father Donald thought of the name. The godfather got kind of red in the face and said there was a problem with that. They forgot the name. The mother demanded, "What did you call him?" The godfather mumbled, "We told the priest to name him after himself." The mother half hauled herself out of bed and roared, "Don't you know your own nieces and nephews? That's what we named the last one." Now in those days, a trip to Surrey was quite an adventure. An adult might get there a couple times a year. A trip to Charlottetown in that era would be seen as big a deal as we would see a trip to Disney World. Little baby boy MacDonald had a leg up on the rest of the neighborhood that winter, for he had a second trip to Surrey within a week, this time with a new set of godparents for a name change.